Let's now look at phrases which concern where things are. Here in French is ici, and there is là. So here and there would be?
Ici et là.
Ici et là, of course. So how would you say, there are a few imperfections here and there, but it's not serious? A few is quelques. Imperfections is a straight transformation, and serious in this sense is grave, G-R-A-V-E. So, there are a few imperfections here and there, but it's not serious.
Il y a quelques imperfections ici et là, mais ce n'est pas grave.
Yes. Il y a quelques imperfections ici et là, mais ce n'est pas grave. You use similar words to distinguish between near and far in other pairs of words in French. If you specifically want to differentiate between this book and that book, you will say ce livre-ci and ce livre-là. So have a go at this restaurant is excellent, but I was ill after having dinner in that establishment. So bit by bit, this restaurant is excellent.
Ce restaurant-ci est excellent.
Good. Ce restaurant-ci est excellent. But I was ill. Ill is malade.
Mais j'ai été malade.
Yes, mais j'ai été malade. Now, the last part of the sentence. After having dinner in that establishment. Instead of after having dinner, say after to have dined. By now, you'll be able to work out establishment. Just think of the disappearing S. As the word for establishment in French is masculine, and it begins with a vowel, you will need to use sit for that. So, after having dinner in that establishment.
Après avoir dîné dans cet établissement-là.
Oui, après avoir dîné dans cet établissement-là. Après avoir dîné. After to have dined. And the whole sentence now? This restaurant is excellent, but I was ill after having dinner in that establishment.
Ce restaurant-ci est excellent, mais j'ai été malade après avoir dîné dans cet établissement-là.
Ce restaurant-ci est excellent, mais j'ai été malade après avoir dîné dans cet établissement-là. Let's now look at some more opposites which attract. Near is près, P-R-E grave S, and far is loin, L-O-I-N. If it is very near is c'est très près, what about it is very far?
C'est très loin.
Of course, c'est très loin. What about fairly near?
Assez près.
Assez près, yes. And fairly far?
Assez loin.
Assez loin. Good. Now try. The hotel is fairly near the station, but the conference centre is very far. Do you know something? You're doing so well now that I think you only need two little bits of help from me. Near, when it means near to, is près de. And the station, as in a railway station, is une gare, G-A-R-E. So, bit by bit, the hotel is fairly near the station.
L'hôtel est assez près de la gare.
Oui, l'hôtel est assez près de la gare. But the conference centre is very far.
Mais le centre de conférence est très loin.
Super. Mais le centre de conférence est très loin. And all together now, please. The hotel is fairly near the station, but the conference centre is very far.
L'hôtel est assez près de la gare. Mais le centre de conférence est très loin.
Yes, l'hôtel est assez près de la gare, mais le centre de conférence est très loin. If you want to be specific about how far away something is, you say c'est à. So, what about it is 10 kilometers away?
C'est à 10 kilomètres.
Indeed, c'est à 10 kilomètres. And it's 2 hours away by car? In French, you say in car.
C'est à 2 heures en voiture.
Bien, c'est à 2 heures en voiture. Now try. The market is near the church. A market is un marché, M-A-R-C-H-E acute. A church is une église, E-acute G-L-I-S-E. So, the market is near the church would be?
Le marché est près de l'église.
Great! Le marché est près de l'église. And if you wanted to be a bit more ambitious, you'd say, the market finds itself near the church. And this would be?
Le marché se trouve près de l'église.
Le marché se trouve près de l'église. Excellent. And the café is very far from the supermarket?
Le café est très loin du supermarché.
That's right. Le café est très loin du supermarché. On the left or to the left is à gauche. G-A-U-C-H-E. And on the right or to the right is à droite. D-R-O-I-T-E. If you were a guide in a museum, you might want to say this pendant la visite d'un musée. On the left, you can admire a lot of classical art. But on the right, the exhibition is very modern. Let's break that down. The art is l'art. So, on the left, you can admire a lot of classical art.
À gauche, vous pouvez admirer beaucoup d'art classique.
Good. À gauche, vous pouvez admirer beaucoup d'art classique. An exhibition is not a straight transfer, but fairly close all the same. Une exposition. So, but on the right, the exhibition is very modern.
Mais à droite, l'exposition est très moderne.
Voilà. Mais à droite, l'exposition est très moderne. So, all together now. On the left, you can admire a lot of classical art, but on the right, the exhibition is very modern.
À gauche, vous pouvez admirer beaucoup d'art classique, mais à droite, l'exposition est très moderne.
Good. À gauche, vous pouvez admirer beaucoup d'art classique, mais à droite, l'exposition est très moderne. Now, to vary it a bit, what about giving directions? Try take the first on the left and then turn almost immediately right. The first here stands for the first street, and since street is la rue, it is feminine. First is premier, so the sound will change when you add the feminine E. So, take the first on the left.
Prenez la première à gauche.
Prenez la première à gauche, yes. To turn is tourner, a regular good guy. And almost is presque. So, and then turn almost immediately right.
Et ensuite, tournez presque immédiatement à droite.
Mais oui, ensuite, tournez presque immédiatement à droite. So, all in one sentence. Take the first on the left and then turn almost immediately right.
Prenez la première à gauche et ensuite, tournez presque immédiatement à droite.
Merci. Prenez la première à gauche et ensuite tournez presque immédiatement à droite. Now, in front of is devant, D-E-V-A-N-T, and behind is derrière. I won't spell this one for you because it has definitely filtered into the English language. But in French it has a grave accent on the second E. So, how about the person in front of me in the queue was French? A person is une personne, and as to a queue, it's guess. Well, of course, English borrowed it from the French, une queue, which means a tail. Rather nice, I think. Now, one important point. After a preposition, that's to say a word like devant, you don't use me, but moi. Do you remember pour moi, one of the very first phrases you learned in our Michel Thomas course? You'll need to make français agreeable with la personne. So, the person in front of me in the queue was French.
La personne devant moi dans la queue était française.
Exactement. La personne devant moi dans la queue était française. Well done for making française agreeable with la personne. Now, talking to a friend, what about the person in front of you in the queue was English? English, of course, is anglais.
La personne devant toi dans la queue était anglaise.
Yes. La personne devant toi dans la queue était anglaise. Him after a preposition is lui. So how would you say he has his whole life in front of him? Translate his whole life as all his life. So, he has all his life in front of him.
Il a toute sa vie devant lui.
Oui, c'est bien d'être optimiste. Il a toute sa vie devant lui. Opposite is en face de, as in facing. So try, the hotel is opposite the station.
L'hôtel est en face de la gare.
Absolument, l'hôtel est en face de la gare. And she has bought a house exactly opposite.
Elle a acheté une maison exactement en face.
Exactement indeed. Elle a acheté une maison exactement en face. Okay, what about under and on? Under, below, is sous, S-O-U-S, and on is sur. So let's try her coat is on the chair. Coat is manteau, M-A-N-T-E-A-U, and a chair is une chaise, C-H-A-I-S-E. You'll find part of that in chaise longue. So, her coat is on the chair.
Son manteau est sur la chaise.
Quite. Son manteau est sur la chaise. What about careful? The cat is under the chair.
Attention! Le chat est sous la chaise.
Good. Attention, le chat est sous la chaise. Above, on top, is dessus. D-E-S-S-U-S. So now try, his coat is on the chair, so if you put the documents on top, he is certainly going to find them. Let's try it bit by bit. His coat is on the chair.
Son manteau est sur la chaise.
Son manteau est sur la chaise, yes. So if you put the documents on top, so here will be the same as therefore, donc.
Donc, si vous mettez les documents dessus.
Donc, si vous mettez les documents dessus, he is certainly going to find them.
Il va certainement les trouver.
Yes, il va certainement les trouver. And now bring it all together. His coat is on the chair, so if you put the documents on top, he is certainly going to find them.
Son manteau est sur la chaise. Donc, si vous mettez les documents dessus, il va certainement les trouver.
Bien. Son manteau est sur la chaise. Donc, si vous mettez les documents dessus, il va certainement les trouver. From dessus and dessous, you get a couple of other helpful everyday phrases. Au-dessus de and en dessous de. So if somebody was packing, you might say, put the shirts on top of the rest. A shirt is une chemise and the rest is le reste. So, put the shirts on top of, above, the rest.
Mettez les chemises au-dessus du reste.
Of course, mettez les chemises au-dessus du reste. The average is la moyenne, M-O-Y-E-N-N-E. And below something is en dessous de quelque chose. So try, this result is below the average.
Ce résultat est en dessous de la moyenne.
Très bien. Ce résultat est en dessous de la moyenne. But I think that votre progrès is definitely au-dessus de la moyenne. So we can now move on to our next topic.